voice in the morning hour she calls me. Team FM reminds me of my home far away. Driving down the road, I get a feeling that I should have been home yesterday. Yes, I should! Yesterday!
Someone's in good voice today. Hi, sweetie.
Oh, Elle, you're late. I was thinking that you weren't coming today.
I'm sorry. There was a humongous traffic jam. I always come in every day, if I possibly can. And if I can't, you know I always let you know.
Yeah, that's true. You do.
Now then, let's see.
Here she goes, fussing around like a mother hen. Cluck, cluck, cluck.
I have your clean pyjamas. I'll put them in your locker.
Thanks, Elle. The nurse put the laundry in the bag for you.
There we go. Here. I've got it. Okay, but I'm going to have that dressing gown off you before I go.
Oh, goodness.
You've spilt stuff all over it, you mucky pup.
Well, you try eating slop one-handed and then see how clean you can stay.
Ouch.
Did you bring me anything to eat or not?
Yes, I did, actually. They say that you need to get used to chewing again and strengthen your jaw. So, I brought you something nice to help you with that. Here you go.
What is that?
This is mango, pineapple and coconut. I saved it for you from my Gray's box, sweetie. By the time you chewed on this, it'll really help your jaw to get nice and strong. And it tastes lovely. I know you like all these things.
Well, I thought you were bringing me chocolate, or at least something edible to chew. Take that away. I don't want your Gray's box. I'm not a sheep.
Hey! What on earth has got into you today?
Nothing. I'm fine.
I don't think so. I think they've taken my friend Bert away and put someone absolutely nasty in his place. So, I think I'm going to go away.
Oh, no.
Until they bring him back again.
Oh, Elle. Please don't go yet. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I was horrible to you. Really, I am.
Oh, it's okay, Snuggle Muffin.
Yeah, but,
look,
Elle.
Come here. Come and sit here on Elle's lap. Hey, and tell me what's the matter with my favourite lap.
Oh, well, I really don't know how you put up with me. I've caused you so much trouble. And now, I've just snapped your head off.
Well, you know the answer to that one. Do you really want the laptop brass to come in here?
No. No, we don't need green stars, do we?
Now, tell me what's the matter.
Do you know how much longer I'm going to have to be in here? It's not that I'm not grateful for everything that's being done for me. But I just really miss home. You know, my own bed, my own things. Being able to listen to the team on proper speakers, not headphones. Being able to see people when I want, not just in the afternoon. Proper food. No hospital noises. Oh, well, I just want to go home.
Oh, I completely understand. Now, if you'll stop crying and calm down, I'll tell you something that'll cheer you up. I was having a talk to the doctor on Friday, and they're really pleased with the way you're coming on. And if you keep progressing as well as you are, they say that you could be discharged as early as Thursday.
Thursday? Ouch! Wow, that's brilliant! Will I be home in time for joyful noise?
Careful, careful. Yes. Well, maybe. If you do everything you're told.
Everything like what?
Everything like taking off that disgusting dressing gown before I have to dash off and help me get ready for Down for Double. And then helping me find the bit of my grace box that you flung down on the floor.
Oh, you. I'll listen to the first bit of Double. It will give me a chance to do some chewing practice on this stuff from the Gray's box.
good idea. Actually, I think you'd make a very cute sheep.
Oh, well.